Okay, sagt der Mishnah. Okay, this is just a hemshich to the last of you, this Mishnah, Meis HaBen B'Sech Shloshim Yim. Af Al Pi Shenosan L'Koyin Yachzer. L'Achar Shloshim Yim. Af Al Pi Sheloy Nosan Yitein. This we already discussed last week. Seems to be Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether this is because of Nefil. Rashi says the reason why the Koyin has to give back the money, because Nefil... Tosfos is Matcha Rashi Shita, and we were masber last week the what's Pshat in Rashi, but we'll see it more now as we go on. Meis HaBen B'Yom Shloshim. What happens if he died in the 30th day itself? So the Mishnah says Tanakame Kiyem Shelofonov. So Kiyem Shelofonov, you have to give it back. The Kohen has to give it back. Rabbi Kiva Emel. Im nosan lo yito, vim loy nosan lo yite. He also, it's a suffix. Memelu, whoever's muchzik holds the money. Because if the kid died on day 30, if the kohen is muchzik on the money, he keeps the money. If the father's muchzik on the money, he keeps the money. It's a regular moitzi mechaveh olavaraya. That's how he teaches. Now, there is a machloikis, a big machloikis achroinim in halacha, as far as what's called yom shloshim. I'm not to my Yom Shloshim Atzmai, but what's called the completion of the Yom Shloshim. So the Bach, and many who go with the Shittas HaBach hold, that it's a Chodesh, like in Halacha, whatever a Chodesh Halavona is, which is less than 30 days. Tashtzak Halakim, 29, Tashtzak Halakim, that's what it is. The Mogen Avrom, the Shacht, discusses it, but the Mogen Avrom is Machri in Halacha, that the 30 days of Pidyon HaBen is complete 30 days, which means you can't do the Pidyon HaBen until the child is going into day 31. So anything during day, and that's why we wait, Meis Leis. So Lamashal, the kid's born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, according to the Mogen Avraham, you can't do Pidyon HaBen till that time, at the end of the 30 days, which means 31st day, the 31st day, that time. Okay? According to Magen Avraham. When the Mishnah here says Yom Shloshim, you have to know what it means. Obviously, it's totally in this Machlekes. Yom Shloshim means, what is the Yom Shloshim? Right? It means the 30th day itself, before it's finished. What does before it's finished mean? So before it's finished means, either according to the Bach, it didn't finish that the Chodesh Halavona. According to the Mogen Avraham, it means any time until day 31. Any time until day 31, till complete 30 complete days have gone by. So even if it's day 31 before the time that the baby was born, that would also be called Teich Shloshim, according to the Shita of the Mogen Avraham. So he wants to bring a raya. Obviously, Rabbi Kiva seems to say it's a sofik, and mela mutzim chavel of raya. That's Rabbi Kiva shita. That's kemat the way all the rishonim learn. It's a shaila. Hamutzim chavel of raya. So the Gemara says, matamayu de rabbona. Okay. So the Gemara's question is very strange. Matamayu de rabbona. Matamayu de rabbona. He's less than 30 days old. The Chachamim are saying that the kid should have to be 30 days old. What's the shaila? Torah says, "P'du yev mi ben chodesh mala." So why would you say the kid is less than 30 days? Especially the way Rashi is teaching us, and the way the Mashmoy said the Gemara Bava Kama, that the 30 days is based on Shreifa. And our Gemara is going to be another raya to that. What's the Gemara's kasha? Ma'ita ma'ya de rabbona. If I care, the Gemara should ask, my time to Rabbi Akiva. Why is it a suffix moment? The kid is l'maisa less than 30 days old. In the 30 days means he's didn't complete the 30 days. So what's the Gemara shaila? So Morgan Avraham uses our Gemara as a raya to his shita. That you need 30 complete days. And it has to already go into day 31, meis leis. So on that, the Gemara is asking, mechtesa, you have to go that, why do you have to go into, if you're going to tell me that the debate here, bechlal, is where the 30 days are incomplete, there's not even a chodesh alavone, so what's the Gemara shalom ayat amayat rabona? The Gemara Shaila makes no sense. So Morgan Avraham actually brings a raya from our sugya to this idea. It's found in Hilchos Shabbos. Morgan Avraham talks about it in the famous Shaila in Halacha. What do you do with a kid whose pidyon haben date comes out on Shabbos? So there in Shin Lamed Tes, there's a whole debate in the Poskim. So obviously there it's very relevant when you could do a pidyon haben exactly, precisely. Right? Could be right before Shabbos, could be on Shabbos, could be. So there the Morgan Avraham discusses this Shaila and Shin Lamed Tes, and he brings a raya from our Gemara that you need 30 complete days. And that's the Gemara's question. What? What do you need it for? So he says, and that the Gemara answers, Gamri, because it says, Chodesh, Chodesh, Midbar, Ma'osam, V'mala, Afochal, Nami, V'mala. By the Midbar, when the Levim were played the B'chayri Yisrael, there it says, V'mala. Says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Akiva, Mesabkele. He has a suffix because Lamala is needed. And it says, Mitzvah of Machagabi Erechen, Veloy Gami Mimidbar. By the fact that the Torah went and said, Lamala by Erechen, Havili Shnek Sumabam Kech, Shnek Sumab Kech, Rei Malam. So that's why Rabbi Akiva holds, you can't learn from the Midbar. The Gemara says, if you can't learn from the Midbar, so it shouldn't be a suffix moment. Shouldn't be a suffix moment, so the Kohen should rather be able to keep it. Why is it a suffix moment? So that the Gemara answers, Oiduma, Eimalamdin, La'alme, Avogufay Malamdin, maybe this is still called Lugufayu, because it's regarding Pidyon HaBen, Mishumachim Misabkala. Okay, the Gemara doesn't go into the Lomdus Mistama. The way you have to understand the Lomdus of the Gemara is that we spoke about this Mamish in the beginning of the Masechta, that there's a difference in Pidyon HaBen of the Dor HaMidbar and the future Doras. Because the Dor HaMidbar was actually a Pidyon Kedusha. It was actually Kedusha. Meaning, the Bechorim, the original Bechorim, when the Kedusha was taken off the Bechorim Midbar and put onto the Levim, then it was actually a transfer of Kedusha. Unlike the Pidyon HaBen that we do today. Pidyon HaBen we do today, the Bechorim don't have Kedusha. Even if you wouldn't do a Pidyon HaBen, there's no Kedusha. Right? The Bechorim Midbar, in that generation, where it was a transfer of the Bechorim losing the status, really, so there was a transfer of Kedusha. So, and this we already discussed in the first parak. Now, if we use that Lomdus, it's understandable why Rebbe Kiva would say that maybe Ein Melamdin. Why? Because it's a whole different gedarat for him. There you could perhaps say that you need the Kedusha to be here b'poyel in order to remove it. So it could have a different halach. Meaning once we learn that the pidyon was a different lomdus, who says you can learn? That's a shaila. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Otherwise, it's very strange what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says, of course the Gufayim Melamdin. Every shnei k'sim abom keachon, there's only a shayla melamdin la'alma. The teretz is, here even the lagufe is a little bit of la'alma. Because the lagufe is, you're making a tzushtel, you're making a connection between pidyon b'char l'doris, which is a different lamdus, than the pidyon haben of l'shaw, which was in the midbar. Okay, now we get to the punchline. The Gemara seems to be l'chayra supporting Rashi shita. Omar Avashi, Hakol Moedim Linyan Avelus, Yoim Shloishim, Ki Yoim Shalafonov. Okay? So Amar Shmuel, Alocha Kedivri HaMekel Be'Evel. Okay, so here's a Shaila in Girsa in the Gemara. The way the Girsa that we have, I mean, Rabbi Negesha has a different Girsa, the way the Girsa we have in the Gemara is that if the kid died, Yom Shloishim, there's no Avelus. We treat it Ki Yom Shalofanot, and therefore there's no Avelus like a Nefel. In other words, halacha is if a kid dies within 30 days, there's no avelos. Anybody dies within 30 days, there's no avelos. If they die after 30 days, it's yavelos. What happens day 30? Now, if you don't learn like Rashi, and that's why there's some Rishonim changed the Gilsa, but if you don't learn like Rashi, then l'chori there's no link between l'chos avelos, l'chos pidyon haben. Rashi said that the toich shloishim is a din of treifa, mefel. So according to Rashi, it's very good in Gemara. Rashi holds the reason why there's no pidyon haben toich shloishim is because of Nefil. So now the Gemara's analogy is very good. So Shaila, pidyon haben, is going to be the same Shaila l'gabi Avelus. So now that we have a Sofik, l'gabi Avelus, halacha k'divrei HaMekel, l'gabi pidyon haben, is almost simich avelu v'chaya. That's what the Gemara said. But if you don't learn like Rashi, then l'chaira, it doesn't work. That's why the Rabbeinu Gesh has a different... Girsin, there's other ways to learn. Okay. We're going to continue Vayit. It's really one sugya. I just want to tie it together. The father died within 30 days. Now we don't know, was the kid redeemed or not? Did the father give 5 shlom to any kohen? Becheska shaloi nivde, ad shiyovi raya shenivde. Here we don't say, the son can't say, well, maybe my father prepaid some kohen. It's b'cheska shaloi nivdeh, ad sheyovi raya shenivdeh. Okay? That's the chazokah. L'acha shloishim, b'cheska shenivdeh, ad sheyemel shaloi nivdeh. If the father died after shloishim yayim, and now the Kohanim want to say Yechayev and Pidyon HaBen is a chazoka that it was paid. Ad sheyem lo shaloi nifte. Chazoka that it was paid. Now, even though normally the halacha is hamoitzim mechavel of araya works even keneged a chazoka. Normally. So l'chayra, if you want to be moitzi mom now from the ben, even if the father died toich shloishim, L'chayr, the son should be able to say that maybe my father prepaid. Could be my father prepaid. Right? I tell me chazaka that he didn't pay b'cheska shalai nivdeh. Normally he can't be moitzi mamon with a chazaka. Normally he can't be moitzi mamon with a chazaka. So you should know that there's a machlekes take in Baba Basra. If somebody, Taka, says, I paid back a loan, toich zmani, you have a 10-year loan with somebody. And then, within the 10 years, you tell the person you paid him back. So it's a machlekes in the Gemara, it's a shaila, if a person is believed to say that I paid toich zmani. Right? So, l'maisa, the Gemara brings down a mandoma there, that chazoka ain't a halavai she'ifra b'zmani. Chazoka ain't a b'rein toich zmani. Chazoka that you didn't get paid back. So all the achronim ask on the Gemara, how can you be moitzi mamon with a chazaka? You're clearly a moitzi mamon. Reuven lends money to Shimon. Shimon says, I paid you back. Reuven says, I don't. Reuven is a moitzi mechavela. So halacha normally would be Reuven has to bring a raya with Eidim. And now the only thing Reuven has is a chazaka. Reuven comes, he tells Shimon, chazaka, you didn't pay back early. How can you be moitzi mamon with a chazaka? So that's the big tumul there in the sugya. So actually, Tosfos answers that question, but in our sugya, it's going to create a problem. Tosfos l'chayr answers that question. Tosfos doesn't ask it. Tosfos just says the following statement. Tosfos says this halacha that the loiv is not believed to say that he was pareh toich zmanoi is only if the loiv says I paid it back within the 10 years. But what happens if it was a loan without a zman? And the mele, it was governed by the halach of stam alvo shloishim yoyim. And now the loiver comes and he says, I paid back within 30 days. Tosfos says, then he is believed. Then the loivers believe that he paid back. Tosfos gives no explanation. Why? He just says, that's different. So everybody else, it's mamish exactly the same thing. The svara that's put in the Gemara, l'chayr is a balabadish svara. Halavai sheyifer bezmanai. Halavai the guy should pay back when he's supposed to. He's not believed to say that he paid back before he had to pay. So then what's the chilik if the reason why it was 10 years is because I made 10 years, or it was 30 days because the Torah made 30 days? Either way, you had 30 days to pay back. We assume you didn't pay back early. Should be no chilik in Allah. Should be no chilik in Allah. If the Gemara wouldn't have given the halavai sheyifer bezmanai, then maybe we would have had other ways to learn. But the Gemara seems to be saying, people don't pay before they have to pay. Chazok, a person doesn't pay before he has to pay. That's it. So Mela, when we learned this sugi in Bava Basra, so I think it was a simple explanation. So Tosis really is answering our question. Because our question was, how does this chazok work at all? You can't be Moitzi Mammon with a chazok. Same question we have here in our sugi. Why does the kid ever have to redeem himself back? Even if the father died within Shloshim. Why can't the kid say, maybe my father prepaid? Maybe my father gave a coin to Shloshim? The halacha is, if he gave to Shloshim, v'loidus achlo amoyz, it's a good pidyon. If the money wasn't used up, it's a good pidyon. Should be amoyz mechaver levaray. So the explanation I gave is very simple. When you have a loan that's due in 10 years, right? So until 10 years, right, the choiv is not even here. We discussed this already, that even Lagabi, I brought down the Marit, when we learned in the Sugi of Yosef ben Shimon, that even if a person would admit, the Marit says an unbelievable chiddush. If I come to you and say you owe me $1,000, and you admit to the whole thousand, you just say 500 is due now, and 500 is due in 6 months. And I say, no, the whole thing is due now. So the Marit says, you might have been mixes. Chayv eshvud ereisen. What do you mean I might have been mixes? I'm not might have been mixes. I'm admitting that I owe all the money. I'm just saying. Marit says, no. He says, the money that you say you don't owe now is not owed. I say everything is due now. So I say you owe me $1,000. You say, oh, 500 is due now. So you're only admitting that you owe $500. You're admitting that in 6 months there's another five. It's not here. It's not question same loan. It's not. You don't owe it now. So you're conceptually arguing with $500 that you don't owe at all. Because we don't look at a debt until it's due as it's owed. That's his point. We don't view it that much. It's not pshat, it's owed, but you don't have to pay it yet. It's not owed. That's the Marit. And Marit proves this from many sugis, amongst them the sugi there in Makkos. That's his. So I want to say, Bazei, is a simple pshat. What's the halacha of Amoitzi Mechavel V'raya? Amoitzi Mechavel V'raya means possession, right, is really the most powerful halachic position to be in Mominus. Right? If I'm, question is, what does possession mean? Possession could mean physical. I'm holding it. I'm holding the horus from Rabbi Yashiv. That's possession. Or possession could mean, I have the rights to it. I'm holding on to the rights. It's not relevant if I'm holding on to the thing or I'm holding on to the rights. I'll tell you very simple. If a loan is not owed until it's due, right? So it comes out that if Pacey owes me $1,000, okay? She's not that mustafa, but if it would be, he owes me $1,000. And he owes me $1,000 in 10 years from now, right? And he goes and prepays it. Let's say there's no argument between the two of us. He prepaid it. He didn't really prepay it. What he did was, he gave me $1,000 and I'm being meichel the loan. Because the loan is not here. He can't prepay it. If halachically the money is not owed until 10 years, So one day before 10 years, it's not a payment of the loan. So what's the reason if he prepays it, he doesn't have to pay me again? Because I'm like, basically what happens is he's giving me $1,000, like as though it would be a matana. And I'm being Michael, the chayv. It's not payment to the chayv because the chayv is not here. So whenever you have a prepayment of a chayv, what you're really saying is that the chayv went away. But I'm a muchzik in the chayv. So when you say you pay teich's money, you're the moitzi mechaber. You follow? Because you're basically admitting that there was a chayv that Radinsky had. And you're saying that you happen to have given Radinsky, you didn't pay back the chayv because the chayv, you can't pay back the chayv. You gave Radinsky $1,000. And you're saying that Radinsky went and was mevatel the chayv that he was holding on to. So you're the ma'aseh mechaber. That's the reason why the chazaka wins. So we asked, what do you mean, I'm ma'aseh mechaber l'varaya? It is a ma'aseh mechaber l'varaya. The moitzi is the loiv here. Because the loiv is basically saying, I'm being moitzi the choiv from the malva. The malva was muchzik in the choiv, which was not due yet, but he was muchzik in the choiv. That was his position. His position in the halachas of Toyin Venitin is that he was holding on to a choiv that's due in 10 years. The loiv is coming to say, I pulled the rug under him. By what? Not. I didn't force him. I gave him $1,000 and he made away with his chayv. So you want to say that I don't have something that I was holding? You're the moitzi mechaver. Comes Tosfos, says a goinus in a couple of words. Stam alvah shloishim yoyim. That's not inherent in the loan. That, the Gemara says, a separate din that the malva shouldn't collect within 30 days. The loan is due immediately. Memela over there, good, you have a swara that the guy probably didn't pay early, it's true, but you're still a moitzi mechaveiloi. Since the whole lumdus is by a regular choiv, that I'm saying there was no choiv here, and for that I become the moitzi mechaveiloi, toich shloishim, the Gemara says it's a din of shmita. I'm not allowed to collect within 30 days. It's not that the loan is not due. So therefore now if you say you paid it within 30, you win. Because you're not pulling away my choiv from me. You're saying it was paid. So now I become the moitzi mechaveiloi. When it's a 10-year loan, you become the moitzi mechaveiloi because you're saying the loan's not here. The loan was removed. You want to be moitzi from me, my loan? All of a life. But if you paid it back within 30 days, you're not a moitzi mechaveiloi. I'm the moitzi mechaveiloi. I'll be din. You could have pushed me off for 30 days. It's true. But not because the loan wasn't here. And the mele, you become the... That's what comes out. Coming back to our sugya, so we have to know what the position of the koyin is to shloshim. Do we look at it like a halva of teches of shanim? If that's the case, then our mishnah makes sense. Becheske shaloi nivde. Because I am moitzi mechaveiloi l'varaya. Right? I am moitzi mechaveiloi l'chora. The son could at least say there's a suffix, maybe the loan was paid back. No. Or if we look at it like the loan is here, it's just not due. So then l'chora goes back to the svar of teich shloishim yoyim, like by regular alvoa. And then we should say that the son doesn't have to redeem himself. How much of Mechavel Varaya proved that it wasn't paid? That's what should come out. So we're gonna get into it. I'm just telling you about Ashkof and Rishayna. That's what should come out from our, that should be the halach in our sugya. Now the Mishnah gives us a very difficult halach. Who lived ois, who benoi lived ois, who koi them libnoi? If it's a shaila, you to redeem yourself or your son, you come first. Who koi them libnoi? Reb Yudaimer b'noi koyd b'noi. Shem mitzvosoy aloviv u'mitzvos b'noi olov. This is very, very difficult. Both shittas are very difficult. Both shittas are very difficult. Who lived ois u'b'noi lived ois, who koydem l'b'noi? Pashtus, the Gemara will explain, because Zeh mitzvah say alof. This is my mitzvah, to redeem myself. So if I only, again, L'chayre, the Mishnah is talking about a case, I only have five slayim, the Gemara is going to make an ukimta. But the simple case of our Mishnah is I have five slayim, I can either use it for my pidyon haben or my son's pidyon haben. Who koydim libnoi? I come first. Okay. Why? Because it's my mitzvah. Mitzvah the gufa. Rabbi Yudai me benoi koydmai. Shem mitzvah soy aloviv. U mitzvahs benoi alov. He seems to say azachap that the mitzvah is pidyon haben. The mitzvah is to redeem the son. It's only if the father didn't do it, it falls upon the son himself. So it's quite the contrary. The mitzvah to redeem your son takes precedence to yourself because that's your mitzvah. And the mitzvah to redeem yourself is really your father's mitzvah that fell on you. That seems to be. Now, the whole linkage between the pidyon and who you're redeeming is merafes igre. If this would be a bris milah, we understand very simple. You have a moil, he wants $500 for the bris, you only have $500 in your pocket, you're stuck. Okay, the moil's mechuyev to do it for free, but let's say the moil's an action, he's not doing it for free. He wants $500 a bris. Yeah? You only have $500. And you're an oral and your son's an oral. So there we would understand. Who koydim libnai? Zeh mitzvah say alav, this mitzvah is on your body. And milah is a mitzvah haben alav. Fine. Well, Rabbi Yehuda maybe would say his own story, we'll see what Rabbi Yehuda will. That would be the simple. We're talking about a chayvah's mama. We're talking about a chayvah's mama. We're talking about five slum that's owed to the kohen. And you Reuven, are chayv now 10 slum to the kohen. One chayv that's being generated because you're a b'chor, and one chayv that's being generated because your son's a b'chor. What's the chil? That would be like me telling you, let me ask you as a shayla. This is mamish, a perfect analogy to this sugya. What would be like this la'alocha? I go, I have a behemah. Okay? My behemah was Mazik Reuven on Sunday. My behemah went into Reuven's field. It was Mazik Reuven on Sunday. On Tuesday, I went to Shimon, and I was Mazik Shimon's field. I, the Adam himself, was Mazik Shimon. Altogether, between the two events, $1,000 worth of damage. 500 each event. I only have $500. Now, Reuven and Shimon take me to the Torah, rightfully so. Reuven takes me to the Torah because my behemah was Mazik and $500. Shimon takes me to the Torah. I was mazik in $500. And now we come to Bezin. What's Bezin going to pass? First of all, one thing's clear. Bezin's not going to say, oh, the chayv that was generated by your body, that by body, I owe $1,000. I owe $500 to him and $500 to him. And guess what? You know what Bezin's going to pass? The Sunday has it comes first, because that happened first. That was the first chayv. But that's a different issue. But what's one thing have to do with the other? What is the chiluk here? What generated the obligation? This is not a din on the goof. You owe the kohen, you owe the shevet kohuna 10 slime. 5 slime that was generated by you being a b'chor. 5 slime that was generated by your son being a b'chor. The mitzvah is to give the 5 slime some kohen. So this is your chiddush, David.
Not chiddush, I'm just...
It's not bad. Rav Shimon Shkop says like that.
Okay,
Rav Shimon Shkop uses our Gemara as a right, because simply, by pidyon haben, there is no kedusha transfer. We spoke about this many times. It's not like pidyon behemah, where the animal has kedusha. If a guy never redeems himself, he doesn't have kedusha. And if a guy does redeem himself, he doesn't lose any kedusha. He is a Bechor and always will be a Bechor. Whatever Yisroin, whatever mile he has as being a Bechor that he has to fast on Erev Pesach, right? He still has. And whatever, and he doesn't lose anything by doing a pidyon, and he doesn't gain anything by doing a pidyon. Simply by the pidyon haben, if somebody would ask you, has anything happened to this boychukul? Halachically speaking, the answer would be no. No. You're the moitzi mechaver al avaray. That means if you want to say yes, tell me what. Is the kid also banot when you do pidyon haben? The kid gets older, is somebody allowed to employ him? Or is it like an immigrant? Can somebody hire him? Is he called an undocumented employee? Of course not. There's no din issa gizav avoda. Right? There's no kedusha on the Bechor. So what's happening by the pidyon haben? It's monetary. We call it a pidyon. But really, what are you redeeming? A debt. Now, I agree that the debt is being generated by the boy, 100%. The son, being a Bechor, generates an obligation of 5 shlomim to be given to the Kohen. What are you redeeming? The debt. You're redeeming a choiv. A choiv that you have with the Kohanim that was generated. So now if you have a father who's a Bechor, and a son who's a Bechor, altogether there's a 10 shlomim owed to the Kohen, that means it's altogether, based on the Bechor power that we have here, they generated a 10 shlomim obligation. What's mitzvah say you love? All the other sugis, who lalois l'regel, who benoi lalois l'regel, that we understand. I have my mitzvah to go to the Beis HaMikdash, my son's mitzvah, I could come first. Mila, hu l'umoy, hu benoi l'umoy, the same thing. I have to learn, my son has to learn, I don't have enough money to put us both through school, to pay tuition. So, hu koidim l'benoi? You come before your son. If your son is better than you, it's a machlekes. Those all make sense. But a chayvus moment? I am a chayvus moment to the Kohen. Finished. No. So if the chachamim would say that the shibud is here from yours, nothing to do with mitzvah the gufei, your shibud is first. That we would understand. That's talking money language. That we understand. But the Mishnah says no. Who koydim l'bnoi? The Gemara explains. Okay, you know what? Let's finish reading the Gemara, so you'll see what I mean. Says the Gemara, "It ma'apoyd b'nei b'zech shol shemim ma'av b'nei poli shemolim b'nei poli." What happens if you do pidyon haben within 30? The Mishnah's mashma that it works, because the Mishnah says he's not believed. But smash my, if he did it, it works. Says the Gemara, Shmuel says no. Everybody agrees if you say, I want the pidyon to be chal now, it wouldn't work. Which is another problem. If the pidyon doesn't work now, why does it work for after 30? We know in Halach, if you try to do something now that you can't do now, it doesn't work, right? You can't do something that you can't do now. We pass Kenena the Makna Dovah Shalai Balayelam. But the Gemara says, the Kuli Amma Me'achshavim B'nai Padi. La'acha Shloi Shem Yoyim V'istu L'moi Zvadai B'nai Padi. That's Mamish Apela. Why is B'nai Padi? Dovah Shalai Balayelam. Shouldn't work. You did it at a time where it couldn't work. That's another problem. Ki Pligi La'acha Shloi Shem Yoyim V'nisach L'omis. The money is no longer here. Rav says B'nai Padi Minav Kedusha Isha. Just like by a woman, if you're Makadosh, a woman, lachar shloishim. It works, because we look at the money like it's still here. There you can be Makadosh now. And that's why, since you did the Maisa, then it works. As long as the Shibud is still here. Hocha ein biyadei. Here, you can't be able to lift this. You can't redeem now. And since you can't redeem now, it doesn't work. Ain't be able to lift this in me'achshav. Says the Gemara now a very strange thing. Afagav the kaimel, this is the girsa we have. Kolechi pligi rabu shmul chasik rabbi suri kishmul bedini. Even though we normally paskin, like Rav by Isser. Hocho hilchos lekavos in the Shmuel. This is the gersa we have. Here the halacha is like Shmuel. What do you mean? This is dini. That's the Rital Ghazi's cash. Rikarkas. This is dini. Picking up Ben is monetary. It's monetary. So it makes sense it should be like Shmuel. That's why some change the gears then. Either they say hilchos lekarav over here. But the gears that we have is a pella. Right? Alpha got the kaimel hilchos lekarav bisur kishmul bedini. Hocha hilchos lekishmul. Of course, this is dini. And the whole Masechta tells us that we treat Pidyon HaBen like Mammon. Okay. We're going to continue. Meis HaBen B'Sar Shloishim Yoyim. Afal Pishan Osan L'Koyin Yachzu Lo Yas to give him back. Chom Yishloim. Time of the Meis. Aloy Meis B'nai Podri. My Askin Nis Mois B'nai. Toshma B'Chesk V'Shanil HaShef Yirai Shanil. So now Meis Nis Mois B'nai. The money is here. Toni Tana Kami De Rabbi Yudah. Hapoyde B'nai B'Sar Shloishim Yoyim B'nai Podri. Omo Yishmul Oma Im B'nai Podri. Atam B'nai Podri. Tani Im B'nai Podri. Who lived those who b'nai lived those? Who lived those who b'nai lived those? Who called them with noi? He comes first. Tanu Rabbanon. Who lived those who b'nai lived those? Who called them with noi? Rabbi Yudahim had b'nai called my. She mitzvos say aloviv, who mitzvos b'nai alov. Am Rabbi Yumiye. Hakol moedim dehecha deleko lachomish sloim. Who koy them libnoi? My time is Zev. Why? The mitzvah di de adif. Your mitzvah is better than your son's mitzvah. What do you mean my time is? If you're going to tell me it's a shibud, so just tell me that. My shibud came first. I only have 5 sloim. My shibud came first. It's not a question of audit. It's a monetary issue. Right? The Gemara says not like that. Ki pligi heicha dehika chomesh mishubodos v'chomesh b'nei choyrin. Okay, so you have altogether 10 sloim. 5 of them are mishubit. Rebbe Yudah Sova milva aksuvu v'shtar tome yim emela pidyin haben. Therefore, the day he goes ahead and he gives his pidyon, also the Torah of Mimishamdi. The Kohen rather receives the pidyon from the fields that are Meshuvit. Bahani Chomesh b'nei Choyrin Parag Leilibrei. For Abod and Sar, we move Aksuva b'Torah is Lav Kiksuva b'Shtar Dome. It's not Kiksuva b'Shtar Dome. And since it's not Kiksuva b'Shtar Dome, therefore, Hilkach Mitzvah Didei Odif. Therefore, Mitzvah Didei Odif. So comes our Voshteta, Lochaira. Voshteta in the Gemara is that the Choyv of the Pidyon HaBen, everybody would agree that you should redeem your own first because Mitzvah Didei Odif. Nothing to do with Shibud. Nothing to do with Shibud. That's what comes out from the sugya. Nothing to do with shibud. And the only shibud plays a role is only lagabi one prat. One prat. And that is that if there's five slime mishubadim, those are only going to be roy. Those are only going to be roy for the my pidyon, because it's here from before. It's mishubad from my father's nechasim. And that's not going to be roi for pidyon haben of my son. And memela for that comes kodim. Then we say that your son has kedime because you might as well give the 5 slum that are free for your son, and the other 5 will come memela. Now there's little questions in the Gemara, pshat kashas in the Gemara, but those will memela be answered. I mean, simplistic questions like why does the choiv of pidyon haben get precedence to the people that the money is by? Meaning, now I owe that guy. Now, what happens with that guy is the field that he gave up. Now he's going to be owed 5 slim. Why is there a mitzvah to manipulate the shibud nechasim. You have what I'm saying? There's 10 shloim is owed now. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, basically you're manipulating the market. Really, you should be redeeming yourself first. Because mitzvah di day odif. Your mitzvah comes first. But you know what? Make a manipulation here. Take the 5 shloim and redeem your son. Because the other 5 shloim, they can go to the person that bought a field. That's Meshubit. And they could collect the 5 shloim that's owed by you. They could collect from that field. Okay, and then what's going to be with that guy? And he's owed 5 shloim. If something is taken away from you, now whoever sold you that owes you the 5 shloim. So basically, I owe you the 5 shloim. 5 shloim is owed to you now. Okay? So now what? What? Mali hocha, mali hocha. What gives me the right? Technically, right now, the way it stands, house the mitzvah, I should take these 5 shloim right now and redeem myself. Because mitzvah di day odif. Again, we said we don't have clarity on that. But mitzvah di day odif. So technically, Yeridea, if we were just looking with a Yeridea, we would say, take your wallet, take out your 5 shloim, redeem yourself. End of story. That's what we would say. But we don't say that. We don't say that. Why don't we say that, says Rabbi Yehuda? Because we want to manipulate that the 5 shloim that's owed for you, the kohen should get that also. Basically, we're favoring the kohanim. And because we're favoring the kohanim, we're having that the 5 shloim that's meshubit, the kohen's going to get. And what about that guy who now you owe him 5 shloim? When Meshubadim are taken away, you don't walk away and go to Florida. Now you owe the 5 shloim to the guy that Meshubadim were taken away from. So now you're basically manipulating the mitzvah's pidyon haben to make that Yenesh should have to give the 5 shloim, and now you have to worry about him. Now you don't have to worry about the coin anymore, you have to worry about him. Mechateisa, you have a right, or that's what you're supposed to do, manipulate. It sounds like a haromah. Tahome, al mitzvahs pidyon haben, very simple, I have 5 shloim, it comes from me, here's mine. What's with my son? You'll have to wait till I have the 5 shloim to redeem my son. No, you know what? Let's manipulate the market. Give the 5 shloim for your son. Make as though he has kedima. The 5 shloim that's for you, we'll find him be able to get it from a meshubit. What's going to be with the guy who's meshubit? He'll hang to dry. Mechtesa. Mechtesa, manipulate the mitzvah and hang him to dry. Mechtesa, do that. That's tama. But like I said, the bigger problem here is to understand what does the whole mitzvah de gufei odif mean? So actually, as I told David, Rav Shimon Shkop says, from here you have a raya, that by pidyon haben epis, there's a, let me get you the Shari Yosha on this. Shari Yosha is the one that brings this raya. Here. Shari Yosha is Oktazei. Pidyon haben ein echov momen bilvad, says Rav Shimon Shkop. This is in Shar Hei Perek Rav Hei. He says, pidyon haben is not stam echov. It's not just monetary. You like this, David, it's spiritual. Elodin pidyon hu. Epis, there's some kind of redemption that's happening. Diim loy kein matam lahaktim as atzmoy. Why do you come first? Benkach hu benkach zechov hamutu lolov. Zoknev Shimon Shkop, you owe 10 slime. What's the difference? How we break it up? 5 for him, 5 for him. You owe now 10 slime. Elovada yesh kan maise pidyon. Umitzad ze chayiv lifdei ses atzma yoisimi lifdei ses benai. But again, what are you redeeming? What are you redeeming? There's no kedusha. What are you redeeming? L'chayra, you're only redeeming the chayv. So we're back to the same question. We're back to the same problem. Okay.
Can I say something else? I think
sure.
Redeeming the son, the
No, what are you trying to answer? First, tell me what are you trying to answer.
I'm saying that it's better to redeem the son for this reason. You redeem the son as opposed to...
We're asking on the Chachamim and you're giving us for the son?
Yes.
We're asking...
I understand.
Rabbi Yehuda says there's a reason. Rabbi Yehuda says he holds... You don't have to give Rabbi Yehuda new reasons. Rabbi Yehuda says that the mitzvah to redeem yourself was on your father. And the mitzvah to redeem your son is on you. That's Rabbi Yehuda. You want to give another reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, no problem. I'm just saying, review that we got. The Chachamim say, well, mitzvah de gufei odif. Your mitzvah is better. What's your mitzvah? Prius bal chayv. And Prius bal chayv makes no difference how the chayv is generated. By your body, by somebody else's body, by your behema lahavdil. Doesn't make a difference. You have a chayv esmamin. Shouldn't make a difference. Okay, so I'll tell you the it's late. You know, we'll leave this for next week. It's too much to swallow. Of course. Of course, there's a mitzvah.
The Torah segregates it from every other.